Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk. Hump Day Wednesday. What's going on, everybody? It's May 8th. The Hip Hop Informer, that dude, Team Hyman, coming to you live out of Tampa, Florida. Tonight's topic, that homeowner charged in Cleveland abductions. Quite shocking that out of three men who lived in the house, only the homeowner, Ariel Castro, a 52-year-old former bus driver out there in Cleveland, was charged with the three counts of rape and four counts of kidnapping of the three young ladies. Tonight we're talking about the homeowner charged in Cleveland abductions and the three young ladies who are free tonight. What an amazing story. You know, a story of tragedy and hope at the same time. It's pretty unbelievable that for 10 years, three women could be abducted in the neighborhood that they were abducted from. I mean, like, stupid. The family, you know, put, you know, missing person signs on this house where these young ladies were being abducted. Tonight's topic inside Hump Day Wednesday, the homeowner charged in the Cleveland abductions. We'll be right back with Madam Tilo Boston. Our condolences going out to Hot Chocolate tonight, family and friends for lost in the family. Thoughts and prayers with you. On the other side, right back, Team Hyman Radio Live. Good night.
Bojack. Slugging. Slugging. Watch out. Them don't know nothing.
Oh, na, 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 na,
we are the matter about clothes. How we wear the latest?
No competition.
How we are the greatest?
Man, real to the team.
How we not in a fake net? Don't need it out, so what next? The matter about cars. How we drive the day?
Shop to the team.
Cause we ever fail.
To we all of the girl them run up the nearest.
Don't need it out, so what next? At the front of the girl them love me with passion. High press vehicle and expensive fashion. Rotate me girl them in a series like Saddam. Antoinette, Suzette, Margot, and Satan. Back with full of baby when I put on in a session. Happy and smiling, me no deal with depression. Still I make money, not the middle of recession. Yes, we still clean and fresh. I want to have our clothes. How we wear the latest?
No competition.
How we are the greatest?
Man, real to the team.
How we not in a fake net? Don't need it all, so what next? I want to have our cars. How we drive the day red?
Shop to the team.
Cause we ever fail.
To we all of the girl, them run up the nearest.
Don't need it all, so what next? When we see the one of them a flop, for them can't match the cars. Like we cross, we are the boss. Them a muggle in a close, every left in a the past. So when I'm gold, me a wear on a brass. Me and a bag of y'all a far on them in a chat. Me and me one team a drink liquor by quart. So many years and still drop the chat. Me pick in a shot and a pass. Them a talk about clothes. How we wear the latest?
No competition.
How we are the greatest?
Man, real to the team.
How we not in a fake neck? Don't need it all, so what next? Them a talk about cars. How we drive the day red?
Shop to the team.
Cause we ever fail.
To we all of the y'all them run up the nearest.
Don't need it. So what next? At the front of the girl, I'm loving with passion. High press vehicle and expensive fashion. Rotate me girl, I'm in a series like Saddam. Antoinette, Suzette, Margot, and Tatan. Back with full of fear, when I put on in a session. Happy and smiling, me no deal with depression. Still I make money, not the middle of recession. Yes, we still clean and fresh, I'm a double clothes. How we wear the latest?
No competition.
How we are the greatest?
Man, real to the team.
How we not in a fake net? Don't need it all, so what next? Next time I talk about cars, how we drive the day red,
shop to the team,
cause we ever fail,
to we all of the girl them run up the nearest,
don't need it all, so what next?
good. Your hip-hop informer coming to you live out of Tampa, Florida. Wednesday, May 8th, 2013, 9:06, where I am. It's 8:06 in Texas. What's good, everybody? Outrageous story coming out of Cleveland, Ohio. On Monday, three young women who had been held in captivity for a decade, can you believe it, 10 years, were freed. Amanda Berry, Michelle Knight, and Gina De Jesus. Unbelievable. 52-year-old former bus driver Ariel Castro charged with 3 counts of rape and 4 counts of kidnapping. I mean, these women were impregnated over the years, had babies. There were miscarriages. I mean, and no one in the neighborhood thought anything was, like, abnormal. There had been a couple of reports. There's some speculation. There's some conflicting stories with, you know, who called, if they really called, you know, who's telling the truth. But, I mean, come on, folks. We've got to open up our eyes to what's going on in our community, really for our children's sake. Got to protect the babies. But before we go any further, all the way live from Charlotte, North Kakalaka, give it to Madam Sibo Boston. I'm blown, Boston, by this story. I'm just like, I'm still looking at the
good morning
notes
in
and
the
everything
afternoon.
That we have. I'm just like blown.
I mean, well, the thing is this, that the fact that they were not that far from where they lived in the first place. The fact that police had been to the home, reportedly, had been to the home on 2 separate occasions, but never went inside because nobody ever came to the door. So no official report was filed because there was no report to file. They went and knocked on the door. Nobody answered. They went along with their business, even though there were trash bags covering the windows. And nobody ever went inside the house. Now, let me tell you what blew me, was the fact that this man played in a band. Now, the fact that what could you be happy about? You got 3 women in your house against their will that you are repeatedly disrespecting, degrading, traumatizing, and had a child, but they say that the man let the children out to play. The people in the neighborhood thought that the children that were in the house were his grandchildren and that he was just a good grandfather.
Yeah,
what do you do to that?
It's pretty, like, upside down. I mean, in order for someone to just carry on, you know, as a normal, citizen, I think, you know, his cousin said that they were also praying for the girls, you know, over the years, and they had no idea that their family member is the person who had these ladies, you know, held captive, that he pretty much, I mean, was doing a good job at balancing out all of his different relationships.
Right.
To keep it simple, normal.
A psychopath can do that. A psychopath can do that.
What I think is pretty, pretty interesting is the fact that there were 3 men, all brothers, in the house. That's Ariel, Pedro, and O'Neill Castro. O'Neill, 50, Ariel, 52, and Pedro, 54. Police there in the city of Cleveland deemed that there were no evidence that the brothers were involved in the abductions of those young ladies. And so they had to let them go. I'm trying to understand how can you be in a house. And I understand this particular house was a 4-bedroom. It had an attic and a garage, attic and a basement. And so I don't understand how you live in a house and you don't know that there are people being held against their will.
Because they didn't live in the house. The men, the brothers didn't live in the house.
Okay, they were there that day when
right.
he was arrested.
Right. That was all, that was divine intervention right then. I mean, and then, right, and what does that say? What the hell? I mean, like, for real, I love my brothers, right? I mean, I'd do anything for them. But I don't think that I'd be able to go along with that. There's nothing in my own rational mind. I don't care how many prescriptions I ever take in a lifetime would make me think that so anything is okay about that. And now let's not negate the fact that these girls, okay, so 10, 11, and 12 years, respectively. The 32-year-old was taken 12 years ago, which would have put her at, 20, right? The other one was 13 when she was kidnapped. The other one, Gina De Jesus was 13 when she was abducted. Michelle Knight was 20 when she was abducted. And Amanda Berry was abducted right before her 17th birthday. A day before her 17th birthday.
Yeah.
So, and the thing is that if they had tried to get out before, how many other times did they try to get out? How many other people really did, like, want to call but didn't call the police because they weren't sure? A lot of people mind their business. And it's sad to say because there's two sides to it. You have some where they're afraid because they don't know what kind of retaliation will come if they are found out to be the ones who have told, regardless of who was saved. A lot of people think of their own personal safety first. We can only, I guess, be in other people, in those people's shoes or, be in that particular situation to make that call. But there are people who are saying that they've called the police. Apparently for them to go out twice.
And the authorities are denying that. The authorities are absolutely denying that. But I think that's a good question, about staying in your lanes. What do you do, America? Do you stay in your lane when you know that someone is in danger, someone is being hurt, or, someone is in fear of their life? Is it none of your business? For me personally, I put myself in that person's shoes and say, I would want someone to call 911 if, I was in a situation in which I was calling out for help. I mean, stay in your lane. That's for the birds. You call the police and you keep it moving. You never have to identify yourself, but to stay in your lane, again, it's for these women to be in captivity for 10 years because clearly there were signs. There were signs and there were some things that just weren't right. And many people stayed in their lane. And we got to open up our eyes in our community. If for nothing else, for your own children, because there are children who's been kidnapped over the years, and guess what? They haven't been found. They haven't been freed. And so we've got to open our eyes. If you've just tuned in tonight, we're talking about homeowner charged in Cleveland abductions. Amanda Berry, Michelle Knight, and Gina Deuce is on tonight. Free it on Monday. We'll be right back. TM Hama Radio Live.
Yo, what's up? Yeah. mind again, serving it by the telly. The venues in Manchester just swerving with Balotelli. The fuck you trying to tell me? Bothers me when you gotta play therapist. It's embarrassing to even bring up these niggas and make the comparison. They just gotta forgive me. This watch is a 150. Still ain't got the time for a shit to be acting iffy. Running through the city with niggas, I give a kidney. Selling under 150. You niggas gotta be kidding. Is this even still a discussion? Don't you ever wake up disgusted? Every million I gain an enemy or a cousin, and people's feelings have changed ever since I became something. Girls are becoming ladies, and my friends are having babies, and babies are dropping dead in my city. This shit's crazy, and I don't know if speaking on it helps. This shit's on my mind, I just keep it to myself, you know?
Can't you talk to
live. It is a Wednesday, hump day Wednesday, and we are talking about the homeowner who's charging the Cleveland abduction of three young ladies and fathering a little girl with one of the ladies, of the young ladies.
Pretty crazy.
It's crazy. I tell you what, the fact that they also first of all, let me say this. Charles Ramsey, Mr. Ramsey, high five for, you know, being nosy, you know, for responding, for putting your Big Mac down, because I don't know if I would. I might have finished it first and then went to go see what the ruckus was about. But no, he put his food down to go see who the hell is that screaming. And then tried to get, but the thing is, I don't know, they've shown, like, so many different interviews. Anderson Cooper got with Mr. Ramsey yesterday, not fresh off, you know, out of work. But Mr. Ramsey said, I get a paycheck. Give the reward money to the girls. They need it. They've been locked up, you know, for 10, 12 years. Give them the money. And I'm loving it because the thing is that he showed the humanistic side of people, of what we have that picture in our mind, maybe not exactly of, you know, Mr. Ramsey, but we have that picture in our mind of who should be able to save us, that there's somebody out there, that there's good in everybody. You know, you want everybody to be good. But he was a prime example of just the humanistic value, that beauty of humanistic value. So, like, my hat's off, whole nine to you.
Light
it up.
I got a feeling Mr. Ramsey is going to be getting Big Macs free for a while.
I wish he would accept that crap. You better give him his own restaurant. let him manage one or something. Get him started in a franchise. I mean, you know, I mean, be logical about it. Don't insult intelligence, you know. And look, I don't know if you got a chance to listen to any of the 911 calls. And it was two separate ones from, you know, Charles Ramsey and then from Amanda Berry herself. And the fact that this the operator, he just really, he was like, the hell with it. Like, you got who? What?
He was like so like nonchalant. Like this wasn't 911. You were calling to change your you know your address on your water bill or stuff. You know, it's like what you're where. You got who? Yeah, all
right. Right, yeah. Training opportunity. Training opportunity
right,
for
like,
the dispatcher.
He's like, what? He kept saying, what? You got who? And, you know, and the man is like, look, I'm telling you, send somebody out here. They were like, whatever, you know. And even when the girl, when Amanda called, the woman who was talking to her, she had no idea. She was like, yeah, right. She's dead. You know, everybody was so matter of fact about you're crazy. This is one of our normal crazy calls of the day.
Right.
And I'm quite sure they got, I mean, even, I only imagine, like, I know what I responded to in the cable world and in communication world. With people's fears and why they would call 911. I just really don't think that it should have been handled the way it was, because they could have got there a little bit sooner. But luckily, you know, the perpetrator was there. All the girls got out safe. And that's, I mean, three families. But we're talking about something that rarely happens. I mean, yes, children are
very
getting found
rarely.
A little bit faster now, but this
very
was,
rarely.
Like, hellaciously rare. Now, I mean, this is even different than when they find a cargo truck full of Mexican children, you know. It's three kids that, I mean, you know, that turn into adults that are, come on, all in the same house? Not dead? Come on, get out of here.
Yeah, I mean, and so, you know, the families, I mean, the families so lucky of these young ladies tonight, and I'm sure that they are extremely happy and just baffled that they have been so close over the years, you know, and just it's somewhat encouraging for those families that still have missing people and children out there. But at the same time, it has opened up, I'm sure, some wounds that people would have preferred not to have had open. Tonight we're talking about the three young ladies who have been freed after being held captive for 10 years by the homeowner, Ariel Castro, out in Cleveland, Ohio. We'll be right back. We're going to keep this story going. TM Hana Radio Live.
Rap to you real quick. I want to enjoy the luxury of, like, not knowing each other for real. Hold up.
Lord, a flower bomb, firefly. When I'm low, she take me high.
Flower bomb, let me guess your favorite fragrance, and you got that bomb. I'm trying to detonate you, no disrespecting, baby, just trying to make you smile. Try to keep my spirits up, that's why I lay this down. Try to keep your spirits up, little vodka, whatever. Took it forever to get dressed, I acknowledge your effort. So I clap for her, she deserves an applause. Shawty working so hard, she deserves that baton. Shawty wear your baton, racing through my mind like she heard that, I got that work, I heard that she been on strike. Care to tell, I read your mind, she been on them dollars first. Caramel, macchiatos, when shawty get in the work. I can be your boyfriend, be your nigga, or a friend with perks. I'm just trying to work that, they just trying to work your nerves. I'm just trying to read your mind, I'm just trying to feed you mine. I'm just trying to give you light, they just trying to
live
you blind.
In a fantasy, I feel it when you dance. You need to be my lady, my baby, yeah. Can't you see I'm talking about eternity? Tell me, would you care to be my lady, my baby?
Flower mom, can I blow up on your mind? This is not no Sandra Bull, but your potion number 9. Navigating through her eyes, destination to her thighs. And I hate to tell you too much, cause I stay with too much pride. And we way too young to know love, maybe not, but we don't need no rush. Don't believe in love at first sight, but believe in love at first. Can I be with you just one night? I can wear you out inside, I can tell you like persistence. but I make you come and try. I just think we need one night. Can't decide if I can't right. Easy baby, my thing tight, but that lotus flower just ain't right. I ain't thinking I ain't right. Can't decide, but I can't fight. Easy baby, you the bomb and all, but I be damned if I did not land mine. Or at least try. Can I speak up? Was it peace out? Can we eat lunch? Can we take shots with your flavor? Flat drinks we call A cups. I just think I need one night. Slightly more if it's done right. With that gorgeous face, I don't know your name. It ain't important, babe, cause I'ma call you mine.
I feel it when you dance with me. It's feeling like you need to be my lady, my baby. Yeah. Can't you see? I'm talking about eternity. Tell me, would you care to be my lady, my baby? Cause I don't know me, don't know me. If I keep sticking to gonna be.
Wednesday, May 8th, 2013. TM Hammer Radio Live, Madam Sebo Boston Live out of Charlotte, North Carolina. I'm coming to you out of Tampa, Florida tonight. We're talking about that story in Cleveland, Ohio, where Ariel Castro pretty much had a real life House of Horrors case cracking. The man had three women held hostage, captive more like for 10 years. And so I'm reading a story where Castro had a wife who actually died back in 2012. You know, he was accused of causing a blood clot on her brain from abuse. The father of the deceased wife of Castro, who's been charged in holding these women captive, the father of the deceased said that, you know, he was very abusive towards his late daughter. They once shared a house with him and his daughter, and they would not let the family come to the second floor where they lived. And when they moved to the Seymour Avenue house, where all of this took place and where the Cleveland police actually went in where these women were being held, the family were not allowed to come inside of that house at all. And if they had any inkling of wrongdoing on behalf of Castro, they would have turned him in immediately, is what they are saying.
I mean, for real.
It's just crazy that, again, you know, someone could, you know, be so normal, normal in the sense that he has a family. He has, you know, family members who frequent, who, you know, I mean, and you could still live a life that is totally beyond secret. I mean, right. This is just, like, you know, totally ratchet.
What? I mean, like, for real. And the multiple miscarriages? Like, really? Like, so who was the doctor that these women were going to have, like, after they had the miscarriages? Or were they even getting any health care at all?
Did they even go to doctors? It's probably
right.
A better question. I have a question. And folks, you know, a pretty interesting topic, pretty serious question, but I do want to hear from you. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926, if you could actually respond to this tonight. If you are impregnated against your will, or you are impregnated via a rape scenario, and you have a baby as beautiful as the baby may be, do you keep a child that you have such ill feelings about from that particular experience? Because clearly these are these women's children now.
Right.
They came from them, you know, they've raised them, but they were
conceived by a man that raped them and kidnapped them and held them hostage.
Right. So I mean, it's a lot. I mean, namely, the psychological damage that has been done, and you also. But I think it's a matter of perspective on whether someone would give birth to, you know, a child that, you know, was conceived during a rape. And I say that because, like, you may have some women who they may respond in a whole different way where they're not, they may be repulsed and disgusted by the action, but not the life that was made. You know, I say that with the perspective of, like, the benefit in the adversity, you know, or you have where women respond totally different and want to have nothing to do with the child, you know, or may even, you know, attempt to have the child aborted, if that's even an option. But I imagine that in this particular situation, these women were probably protecting those children. I mean, because yeah. if this man would rape these girls, well, kidnap them, first of all. If you steal, you kill, you lie. You know what I'm saying? Like that whole deal. If you would rape them, what would you do to a child? I mean, it's not like it's, you know, unimaginable, like, or like it hasn't happened. I was watching something yesterday, and it was really graphic, a 3-month-old that was abused by the mother, father, and uncle. I mean, this stuff is real and has been going on for years, but, again, the outlets we have now. Because think about this. If we didn't have media or even, you know, shows like ours, who would even know about it?
Right.
You know, so it's a big thing. You want to employ your neighbors to, you know, become more nosy, but then at the same time, you also don't want people just calling the police because somebody, you know, had, you know, their bag this week for trash was a little bit bigger than it was last week. You know, check their trash can. You know, you don't want that to happen. But even in this case where they said the young girls were saying they saw a naked woman in the backyard, only crawling around on the ground. What the hell is normal about that? Where do you live where a naked woman is freaking normal, crawling around on the ground?
Even though the authorities are denying it, I mean, under the circumstances, I could believe that that actually took place at some point.
Right.
Even though
they're denying. Right. Because it's like, for real, nobody's going to call and say that there's a naked person crawling around outside and somebody else is watching her do this. Oh, that doesn't say slavery or maybe captive. Nowhere in there. There's no alert. Yeah, all right. I don't know. But then it takes you back to that case that happened in Virginia where the guy who killed Felicia Barnes and, oh, my goodness, I forgot the other one. Megan, please forgive me for forgetting her last name, but where the neighbors heard the man beating her, heard him yelling at her, heard the shots, heard everything, did nothing, called nobody, but answered the door when the news came. I didn't want to get involved. You know, so it's, you know, each one teach one. How involved do you get, really? Would you call the police if you saw your neighbor's windows covered up with trash bags and everybody else had curtains? Would you call the police?
Well, I've actually lived in a neighborhood where I have seen, you know, a window covered up with trash bags. I have been very suspicious as to what was going on, you know, in that particular house.
long week.
I mean, the house in the neighborhood, it looked awkward, you know, in the neighborhood. And so sometimes you just, you know, say to yourself, you know, hey, that's just a strange family. You know, they just don't keep their house, you know, up. If you look at that neighborhood there in Cleveland, you know, the house, you know, was a little ran down as far as the front of the house, but, you know, that might have been in sync with the neighborhood, you know.
Exactly.
I don't know, you know, but I'm thinking there's some signs. And, again, you know, we've got to pay attention. People are snatching children right off of the street in broad daylight, and no one is seeing, you know, what's happening. You know, we've got to get back to the period where people watched. They people watched from the porch. You know,
okay.
they people watched, you know, from the front door to see what was going on. You know, they checked on the children. We've got to get back to that even just a little bit, folks, because people are losing their minds. This is an outrageous story. We're talking about a real-life house of horror tonight. Inside Hump Day. Two back-to-back jams. We'll be back after these joints. We're going to take a break. You're inside Hump Day Wednesday, PM Hama Radio Live. Back-to-back joints. Let's do it, CeeLo.
My life has got to be like this. It's got to keep going on. I have to run a little business on the side, a sort of sideline. Not a confidential sort of call, but you might make a nice bit of money.
Benjamin Franklin's field, hold it just for the thrill. Go numb until I can't feel. All my top just peel. Stock market just crash. Now I'm just a bill. History don't repeat itself, it rhymes. 1929 steel. Right like Mark Twain. Jay Gatsby, I'll park thing. Yellow car, yellow gold like Flick Rick. Steel tip on 4-4. Two 4-4s at the 4-0. With 4-0. Dollars fall on the skin. Some might call us in. Politicians all move money. What the hell are we calling them? Low life, I'm crawling out. 9-11, I'm parsed it out. Y'all niggas all hypocrites. Y'all know what this shit is all about. $100 deal, real.
Blood.
New heroines, new Marylands, move coke through Maryland, through Easton, oh you beastin', move fat, tax, Jack Gleason, the honey was over with the street shit, we see my kids on the weekend, Carter, new Kennedy, no ordinary Joe, you will remember me, no prohibition for my coalition, Colin Powell, general admission, you are welcome, new Malcolm, of the talcum, by any means, AK looking at the window screen, let's get it on, new Marvin. Who wanna become a 100 problem? Semi-automatic or revolver? If semi-automatic, I solve them. Einstein, my mind, just MC. Move white squares with my relatives. That cheese made us constipated. Couldn't tell us shit. Took that Taylor Swift to 100 fucking million. Bitch, I'ma let y'all continue, buddy.
Called Beetle Boy.
That's right.
Who is he anyhow? An actor?
Mine. He's the man who took the 1919 World Series.
Fixed it. Well, how'd he manage that?
Saw the opportunity, I suppose.
I need 100 bricks on a...
moving on. You've been in my dreams before now. I couldn't figure out
Team Muhammad Radio Live, we are back talking about the abductions out in Cleveland, Ohio. Ariel Castro, 52 years old, charged in the abductions because he was the homeowner. Folks, all I will say this evening is open your eyes. Open your eyes, you know, keep your ear to the ground. You know, we got to apply neighborhood watch at all times in our communities, you know, for the good of each other. I know that's probably not cool. You know, we don't do that no more like we used to. You know, I got to stay in my lane. But damn it, you know, if you was going through something tragic, you would want somebody to help you. So, you know, stop playing. You know, whatever. With all this stay in your lane stuff. Let's help each other out. Each one teach one, you know, takes a village. Especially with so many damn crazies out here. We definitely got to look out for each other. Protect ourselves. You know, against all the damn crazies, because we're almost outnumbered. That's how I feel about it. I don't know if I'm out here by myself tonight. But if I am, it's okay. T.M. Hotman Radio Live. Your hip-hop informer hanging out with Madam CeeLo Boston. Hot chocolate under the weather tonight because she's had death in the family. Feeling oh so sad for you, but thoughts and prayers are with you tonight. Hit us up if you want to get in on the combo, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. Madam, if you're speaking, you're speaking on mute. What's going on? I don't know what's going on. Madam CeeLo Boston. Are you with us? While we get Boston back, the investigators really had a hard time trying to understand what was taking place out in Cleveland themselves. They were baffled. They've never seen or experienced anything like this before. And unfortunately,
on the road to the riches, try and stop and take pictures. Pay attention to each detour and yield sign along the way. Be aware of the winding road, know that as long as you take it slow, you'll be fine. Plus you'll find you're already there. On the road to the riches, don't forget to stop and take pictures. Life ain't about where you finish, but what you've learned along the way. Remember that I told you best. You look fine, then you find.
William Hyman Radio Live. Thank you for joining us. Thank you so much. It's Hump Day Wednesday. It's 9:49 p.m. here in on the East Coast, and it's 6:49 p.m. on the West Coast. And, you know, you got in the middle. You know, you just got to figure it out. I don't know.
Right.
I just never know. Pacific, you know, Central, I don't know.
I know we've been talking a lot about this one story, but, hey, old girl got convicted who killed her husband 5 years ago. What's her name?
Ooh, Jodi Arias?
Jodi Arias.
Her fiancé. Yeah, they hadn't gotten married yet.
Well, her fiancé, I can't believe it's been 5 years. I remember that story. It's crazy how she hit the stand looking like a librarian.
Yo, I mean, like, I don't know how many people follow the trial, but I did. And it was, she did stuff like that the whole time. I mean, even on the interview, she was saying stuff like, well, they're not going to lock me, you know, they're not going to put me in a federal prison because, you know, I'm too attractive.
So you thought. Uh-huh.
Right. So, you know, I guess being cute isn't regarded the same way it was, you know, 20 years ago. You got to have more than a cute face. You know, you got to not be guilty. This is the thing. They were engaged, supposedly or allegedly, he broke up with her. She wasn't going for it. And so, you know, the rage ensued. But then she also stated that, you know, he abused her, what have you. Who's to know? You never know unless you're in the same space with someone. You never know what happens. However, I think she did it. It had nothing to do with protecting herself.
Well, you're not the only one who thinks she did it. You know, clearly the jury thinks she did it as well. And so, you know, na 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 na. Na 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 na, hey,
okay. Hey. They got a nice yo, dumbass. They sure do. Life.
Yo,
they
when you do the crime, you gotta pay the time, folks. I mean, come on, stop playing.
Look, and I want to. There was a gentleman. I know his name is Mr. Willis. I cannot think of his first name to save my life. Either way, he was supposed to be put to death, like, last night, and, like, probably about a half an hour. They finally came through with a stay, you know, to end the execution. And the crazy thing about this is this story takes place in, like, Mississippi. A man's been in there for about 12-plus years or what have you. No, they wouldn't use the DNA. They wouldn't test the DNA involved in it. They just wouldn't because they were just going off of a hair that looked like it belonged to a black person. Never tested it. Wouldn't test it. Didn't care what it said. He did it. He did it, you know. And the fact that it really did go down to the wire what makes it so extraordinary is the fact that just 2 months ago, they denied his appeal, you know, for a stay to not be executed. It was denied not even 2 months ago. So for them to even respond this quick, you know, and stop and say, okay, well, y'all have to test it, you know, because they're questioning the FBI and, you know, so forth, because these two people that were killed were two white college students. And, you know, so they found a hair that seemed like it could be a black person's hair.
And yeah, it's pretty crazy. Crazy.
But that's the world we're in right now, you know. And as the population grows, what's next? You know, people are have been losing their minds, apparently, you know. Locked away in basements and chained up like Black Snake Moan for 10 plus years, you know, that, you know, we can't do anything but pray for them.
you know, wish them well. I hope the universe is in their favor, because it's going to take them a long time to get over that. And especially the little girl, I mean, hopefully she had, they said she was surprisingly a normal kid. For whatever, I don't know what they're gauging normal off of, but.
Right. Know, what is normal in that situation? What is
right.
normal? Hey, few minutes left in the show. We're going to take a break, drop a quicken on you, come right back, say goodnight. TM Holland Radio Live. We'll be back.
Yay.
Got to tell her again, and if she wants to, she can just bring a friend. When she give it to me, I'ma kill up like a murderer. Now what's the plan now? Wind it to your gem now. Girl, I'm just saying now, give me yeah now. Oh, you a fan now, tell them how I ran down. So tell your friends how I made you say, ooh, damn, wow.
radio show. TMPM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TTPM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. TMPM Hyman Live. TMPM.